Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it too.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem.
We are crime observers.
I mean, it's been quite a 24 hours. I am usually the crime observer, and then by extension, the crime fighter.
Finder.
But I have to hand it to you guys. During severe weather coverage yesterday, which we were in for the majority of the afternoon with all the tornadoes blowing through here, Scott and Sam look out the window of our studios and saw something.
Sus.
It was a little peculiar.
Oh, it was sus.
And we asked our listening audience, what do you think it was that we witnessed here outside of our window yesterday?
In the culvert.
Car drove up. Man gets out. It happened live on our program. And a lot of you thought he went into the woods by the studio here, maybe to relieve himself for 9 minutes.
To take a dump.
Some of you thought he was foraging for mushrooms in the pouring rain during severe weather. We now do not believe either of those things to be true.
And have been informed that we probably should have called 911.
We're going to get to that in a moment because you all make fun of me as a serial 911 caller because when I see crime, I report crime. Honestly, I don't know with how this unfolded. We're going to play it for you live on the air to catch you up. I don't know that I would do anything different than we did yesterday on the program. My God.
The other one on the run is 27-year-old Derek Groves, a convicted double killer who was jailed last October.
Sorry to go totally squirrel, but somebody just parked their car on the street outside of the station, walked into the bushes with a plastic bag.
Do you know what that is? All right. I'm going to tell you what that is, Sam, because a few years ago, a man parked right outside, walked into the bushes. Now, he had shears, and we thought maybe he was a homicidal maniac.
It's
we sent,
rain.
At the time, I don't remember if it was Travis, we sent him outside to go
investigate.
Investigate, if you will.
You thought he was a homicidal maniac, so you sent Travis out there to say, okay.
I was like, go check it out. What is this guy doing?
He's the most able-bodied.
We ended up having the gentleman on the Dana and Parks program, and here's why. Do you know what he's doing? There is a very specific type of thorny bush that lives across our studio. And people who are religious in nature like to clip the thorns
off the bush
as a symbol of Christ's suffering. I'm telling you that's what it is.
Can you not do it when it's dry?
Maybe there is a church emergency and they need the thorns. I'm telling you that is exactly what's going on right there.
Well, there is some protected plants across the street. I am aware of that.
But don't you remember the guy calling in? Yeah. And he said, it's for church. We want it for the crown. And you can only find them in certain spots. This is one of the spots.
But there's usually two seasons where you would specifically need.
We are post-Easter. I do understand that. I'm just telling you that's what they're doing.
Not in one of those seasons.
I know.
What would the other season be? Sam?
Well, you're right. It would just be Easter.
Yeah. I don't know.
They didn't put a crown on him of thorns when he was born.
Maybe he's got his calendar dates mixed up.
I'm distracted because there's a guy in the bushes outside of the studio.
Earlier today, there were news crews outside of our studio reporting on this very incident.
Chris, Laura, thanks. The first call for help came in actually around 5:30 during the height of severe weather season, where authorities say they started getting calls from concerned citizens about something going on in the woods here. At first, they didn't know if this was maybe a mushroom hunter or something more sinister. We're going to go now to one of the witnesses of the incident yesterday. And sir, what was it that you saw?
What I saw was a man pull up in what looked like a Porsche, but it was really a Nissan. Mm-hmm. All right. It looked like an expensive car. It was not. And he gets out of his car. He's wearing a hoodie like this.
Yeah.
Right? He's got sunglasses on. They're probably Oakley. I don't know. Then he pulls out a bag and he goes down in here. And right there, he is disappearing for about 9 minutes. We don't know. I don't know what he was looking for. I was up there on the third floor. We're just looking down and he's looking for something. And whatever he found it in this baggie and he put it in the trunk of his car.
Authorities are now saying, sir, that they do not believe this was, in fact, someone foraging for mushrooms. Perhaps they were foraging for something else.
Oh, he might have been foraging for psychedelic mushrooms. Okay. Mm-hmm. But whatever it was, he found it in there.
Right.
Right in there in that tunnel.
Are you a mule?
No, I'm not a mule.
Okay.
I'm not a mule.
If you have any information, they are asking that you call the TIPS hotline, 816-474-TIPS. But they are really urging everyone at this point to avoid that culvert at all costs. Chris, Laura, back to you.
All right. We got a text from a Mission police officer overnight. Sam, would you care to share what our friends over at the Mission Police Department had to say about this?
Well, it turns out we probably should have called 911 rather than do play-by-play and color commentary of what was going on. We did provide full play-by-play and color commentary that went on for 2.5 segments. Apparently, according to Mission PD, that is a pretty well-known spot for people to drop things off and other people to come pick things up.
We're mules. You're telling me we're a mule.
There is a very wide open drainage culvert down there. Currently, there's standing water there. Probably not the best place to be passing off your drugs, but yeah.
So apparently,
we live broadcast a drug deal.
A drug deal. One of the officers said, "You ding-a-lings." He's not in there pooping.
No.
He's not in there foraging for mushrooms.
Well, if he was pooping in the woods, why would he bag it and put it in his trunk?
I don't know, Scott. I was trying to come up. We are so naive and so stupid. I thought that was something for Jesus.
He did wash his hands in the puddle, so maybe he took care of business while he was down there.
That's according to our eyewitness, Sarah Falky.
We had multiple eyewitnesses.
Authorities are saying that what we broadcast was the drop, if you will.
Yeah.
And then later, a woman came by, went into the culvert. That's the, quote, pickup in lingo, if you know what I mean.
No, Dana, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
We broadcast live the drop, and then we were out of here by the time the eagle landed, if you will.
Well, he went in with a small bag and came out with a very full bag.
He did.
I'm wondering if the full bag had dollars in it. He made the little drop.
Why would you choose the location of your illicit activity transaction outside of a broadcast studio where we talk about the news for 4 hours every day?
Because I don't think drug dealers are particularly that smart.
They don't see police station. We're good to go.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, if it happens again and someone else is actually foraging for mushrooms or going in there to get the thorny crown for Jesus, we are going to call authorities on the wrong people.
I got to be honest, the first piece of my demo reel for my future play-by-play career, I did not expect it to be a drug deal.
No.
Not have that on my bingo card.
What do Sam Stevie, a microphone, and meth have in common?
He is going into the woods. We have a Bushman.
We have learned our lesson. The next time we see a Nissan that looks like a Porsche pull up next to the culvert, we will call 911 and have them come over and cry.
Why do they think that's what that was? Now, I will give you this, Sam. 9 minutes in that wooded area is an awkwardly long time in the rain to be in the brush.
Now, it could be that because of the heavy rain, the package moved a little bit. And maybe he was looking, or she, we don't know.
It was a he.
I think the dropper was a he and the picker-upper was a she, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we don't know. But if you need a drug deal live broadcasted, we got you covered.
Yeah, we are your station.
913.
For live illicit activity.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I'm not reading this because the two of us are KU grads, but just because a lot of you like KU basketball in the audience. And literally within the last, 45 seconds, KU just released their non-conference basketball schedule. And it is hard. I'm not going to bore you with the Fort Hays States and the Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
With all due respect to Fort Hays State and Corpus Christi.
Right. But here are their non-conference games. This one's away at North Carolina.
Oh.
Princeton, that's going to be in Lawrence. At Duke. No, sorry, that's a Champions Classic. They're playing Duke. They have UConn and Missouri and North Carolina State. Dang.
Before we get to basketball, we cannot stop talking about baseball. Did you watch that game last night?
I did not.
Scott Park! Parks. Oh my gosh.
America's Got Talent was on.
That poor
Wheel of Fortune. You don't even know what you watch.
That poor child's mother. Sam, did you watch?
I listened to it.
Okay.
96.5 The Fan.
So, yes. You know, the sports boys went down yesterday to St. Louis because Jack Caglione is now part of the Kansas City Royals. He was called up after about 30 seconds in AA. Listen to this story from Sam McDowell at the Kansas City Star. Mom and dad never missed a game. Now this Royals pitcher has more than 70,000 behind him. Inside an 86-year-old baseball stadium in a community of 70,000, a mother and father of five occupy the front row. Mom has watched games here for literal generations, her father, brother, and then youngest son on the field. But last night was a unique experience. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on. Talk about this. Did you see Cag's mother in the stands as that sweet baby got up for his first at-bat in Major League Baseball?
Now, I did watch his first at-bat.
Oh, my God. She buried her head in her hands. And at that moment, we were all that child's mother. I was like, someone go hug that poor woman. He made contact all five at-bats.
Oh, he swings.
He did swing.
Yeah, he's an early swinger.
Now, wait a minute. The first at-bat was almost a home run. He almost went yard. It was almost a home run. And I thought it was very rude.
It was a can of corn.
Very rude.
Turned into a can of corn.
That St. Louis player stole his first at-bat home run.
You thought that was rude?
Yes, I did. I was like, let that kid have his first home run.
Did he rob the home run?
It was so close, Sam. I mean, it was feet.
But he didn't go yard. He popped up a can of corn.
He did.
Okay. And so the five at-bats, he made contact five times. He'll calm down. It will be fine. I thought it was one of the most.
Did he swing at the first pitch he was given?
I believe he did. Which, by the way, was exactly what he did in double and triple A. He does not look at pitches, which he will learn over time.
You're going to have to.
Watch some pitches.
You guys, at the end of the game, this was so cute. He also like gathered up his glove and then returned, like he was going to go back out to the field to go find mom and dad. And Vinny Pascantino went, no, this way, this way. He goes, don't go back out there.
Well, I look forward to his first hit. He needs to get that one under his belt. I think the nerves kind of calm.
In terms of exit velocity, he already has the two hardest hit balls of the season.
For the Royals?
For the Royals.
Wow. Already. One of them came off his bat. Was it 119 miles an hour?
It was steaming.
119?
It was quick. He has the two hardest hit balls already for the entire season in his first game.
Wow.
Even the St. Louis fans.
He'll be great.
When he came up to bat, you saw one guy, you guys, wearing a St. Louis Cardinals jersey. He stood up and clapped and said, come on, Jack. Come on, Kat. Like, everyone there was cheering awesome. For this child.
Yeah.
I predict he will be the highest home run hitter and the highest in strikeouts.
You're probably not wrong. From the text line, what does can of corn mean? Can of corn is a pop-up. It's usually considered an easy fly out, usually in the outfield, but not always.
A very easy to catch ball is a can of corn.
Yeah.
So he will be back tonight. He was sixth in the batting order last night.
Yeah. He will remain designated hitter this evening.
Did they ever say, Sam, right before he went up, and this was toward the eighth or the ninth thing, and I don't even remember, one of his last at-bats, he goes out and I don't remember if it was Bobby Witt Jr. or one of the other players that stopped him before he went out to the plate and whispered something in his ear for 15 seconds. Like it was a while. And I think he was just telling him, take a breath, take this all in.
Yeah.
Calm down. We are all so happy you're here. You've got this.
Now he did go 0-for-5 in his first game, but he did exactly what they needed him to do.
Swing.
And he spaced out who they could pitch around. Because they were afraid that he would hit the ball and he would hit it hard. And so they changed up the entire game plan for the Cardinals and made it so that they had to throw legitimate pitches at other guys who can hit the ball.
His number is 14. And if you missed it last night and look again tonight, you know our sports boys took down the Cags shirts with them. I've already asked for one. And his mother was in the stands when Joel Goldberg came over and interviewed mom and dad. His mom was in the stands wearing the Cag shirt.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Coming up in the next hour at 3:15 this afternoon, we have a special interview. We are very excited. We will interview this man.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh, boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom.
They're known for their
Remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents. So, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
Tom.
Do you want to know what's something great that we've got to share with Dr. Rick? When people have found out we have this interview coming up at 3:15, every single person has weighed in with their favorite Dr. Rick commercial. And have you noticed they are all different?
Yes.
Brian Busby texted me this morning and said, I cannot wait to hear your interview with Dr. Rick, and specifically asked, and maybe you can find this at some point, Scott, will you please ask him about the barometric pressure.
No. What is it called?
Where he's talking about the weather. He said, please ask Mr. Glass about the weather themed spot. He goes, atmospheric river looks like 40% chance of rain. He said, I love it. And it is so true of what I frequently hear. But then there were other people in the newsroom today, and Steven Spector was one of them, mm-hmm. bringing up other ads from like a year ago. He goes, my God, have you seen this one or this one? And they were all
Noah's
different.
Gonna make a fire. Our job is to let him do it by himself.
What kind of wood you got there?
Greg, it's important to challenge young homeowners turning into their parents.
Not a great start. You gotta turn it. You gotta turn it.
Doesn't look structurally sound here.
Tom? They can't help themselves.
A fire starter?
Okay.
You know, cavemen, they built fires with nothing but their wits and their bare hands.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
Can't watch this.
I can't watch this.
What's the one, too, where there's a woman or a younger woman in the store and she has blue hair? Like,
so
blue
that, yeah,
hair. And one of the older homeowners is going, and Dr.
We all
goes,
see it.
We all see it.
We all see it.
Don't, you don't have to say anything. Store. She's got blue hair.
Yes. Hang on. I'll get it for you right now.
One of our gals that works in the sales department said that was her favorite. We all see it. We all
we
see,
all see it.
Don't, you don't have to say anything.
She's got blue hair.
All right, everyone. You made it.
My job is to help new homeowners who have turned into their parents.
I'm having a big lunch and then just a snack for dinner.
We're using a speakerphone in this store. Is that a good idea? One of the ways I do that is to get them out of the home.
You're looking for a grout brush.
Did he ask for your help?
No.
We all see it. We all see it.
Just glare.
Okay.
Blue, Progressive can protect you from becoming your parents.
It literally is my mom and dad. All of them are my mom and dad.
Blue hair. All right, so Dr. Rick joins us at 3:15 this afternoon here on Data and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I was walking to my car today and ran into a neighbor, speaking of Dr. Rick, in the elevator as I was heading into work. And I looked at her and I said, well, is it raining out today? Man, those were some storms yesterday.
Was it an atmospheric river?
And then I proceeded to have a complete Dr. Rick conversation about the weather. And you know what she said to me, Scott? She goes, it just came out of nowhere. She said, I mean, I didn't even know that there was going to be weather. And then all of a sudden there were all these tornado warnings. She said, my girlfriend was at the grocery store. They put everyone in the meat counter.
In the meat counter?
Yeah, behind the counter in the meat department.
Oh, behind the glass.
In the freezer?
Probably.
Okay.
In the freezer or behind the counter?
She said somewhere behind the counter in the meat department.
Okay.
And then my daughter.
The counter is covered in glass.
You know, works for pediatrician's office.
Yep.
They shuttled all of the patients down to the basement.
Good.
Because the sirens were going, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, and I called Sarah during the show yesterday. We were carrying Busby, and I said, there is a tornado literally 3 to 4 miles east of where you are. We are in bad weather right now.
Get downstairs.
And she goes, well, I'm heading into a meeting, Dad. And I'm like, oh God.
No, you ain't.
Oh God.
Mary Beth was in the middle of a meeting, and she got to see the basement of her new work.
Nice.
They all had to go down there.
If you have not signed up for the alerts, we will just remind you, and then we'll move on because we spent all day talking about this yesterday. Go to any of your favorite local news stations. Download the emergency weather alerts. If you're in Johnson County, go to Notify JoCo. That's the alert system that comes into your phone when there's a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning like we had yesterday. And in Jackson County, you're now in Waldo, Sam. What do you use? I've got the KNBC one. I've got the Kansas City Star Alerts, and I've got Notify JoCo.
I'm just signed up with the regular whenever they send out a National Weather Service alert, I'm supposed to get an alert, and I did not get a single one.
I know. Some of us didn't, and I think they're still trying to figure out why.
I have no idea, but I am weather aware, so I knew it was coming.
Me too.
Story here from the USA Today. I did not know this, but there are 10 baby names that are banned in the United States.
Banned.
You cannot name your kid these things.
Now, they're not officially banned. We've talked about this in the past, but judges will strike them down.
Okay.
Would you care to guess any of them?
Yeah, Adolf.
Adolf Hitler is on the list. Which, by the way, the fact that it has to be on the list is really sad.
It's concerning. I don't know, like Pol Pot? I mean, I'm trying to think of all the awful... Mussolini?
There are no other infamous dictators on the list. So if you wanted to name your kids Stalin, go ahead.
Oh, God. You're going to have to help me on the other ones. Are they bad words?
666?
Nope. King?
Okay.
Queen? Although apparently you can name your kid Prince. That was his real first name.
Messiah
is on the list.
There we go. You can't do Jesus because that's Jesus.
Jesus Christ is on the list.
Okay.
What if I want to be a Jesus Christopher?
You probably slide that right under the radar, Sam.
Santa Claus.
Okay.
Can't name your kid Santa Claus.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I or the Roman numeral 3.
The third, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Somebody decided they wanted to name their kid the third.
That's so
it was taken to a state court, and a state judge struck it down and said, come up with something else.
Majesty
Okay.
The ampersand sign.
That's not a name. That's why it's banned, because that's not a name.
Well, clearly somebody's tried it. And the number 1069. Can you explain this?
Do I need to?
Let's not.
Well, okay, I'm starting to get the last two.
Uh-huh.
What about the first two?
Let's just not explain it.
Can you whisper it in my ear?
No, I don't know what the first two mean either, but the second, we get it. That's some sort of sexual reference. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Why would anyone have tried to name their child anything that has anything to do with any of that? Although, I told you one day I was getting my coffee and I looked up and God bless her, the woman that handed my coffee, she just handed it right to me and said, how are you doing today? And I go, I'm great. And then I saw her name tag and it was Areola. Her name was Areola. And I don't know if she pronounced it Areola or Areola. It sounds like a beautiful name, but that is a nipple. And I don't know why anyone would name their child after a nipple.
It's more than a nipple. It's the
and the surrounds. Like, you know how Mayor Quentin says, good morning, Kansas City and surrounds? Areola would be the surrounds.
Right.
Why? Why?
She it also includes lobes, lobules, and ducks.
Beautiful woman.
Wasn't there a county manager in Johnson County a couple years ago whose last name was Areola?
I believe there was someone in the local political scene. That's a last name. Again, I would not take that last name. I think the family tree as it goes down, 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 and all the branches go out, 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 out. Maybe we shorten it to Areo.
How about we just change it entirely?
Amen.
Here are some names that are banned in other countries. Sarah is banned in Morocco. I don't know why.
It has to do with what the words mean in that language.
Got it.
But Sarah is an old Middle Eastern name.
Okay, but also there means something else. We got it. Okay.
In Germany, you cannot name a kid Osama bin Laden.
You shouldn't be able to name your kid Osama bin Laden anywhere, but go ahead.
In Sweden, you cannot name your kid Metallica.
Again, awful name.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Areola was the director of health of—
That's right. He was the health department director.
Prominent.
Of Johnson County.
Yeah, that one.
Is he still there?
I don't know.
Can you find out? Maybe we can get an interview.
No.
In the UK, you cannot name your kid Cyanide. In Malaysia, you cannot name your kid 007.
Come on, that would be awesome.
In Sweden, and I'm just going to give out the first 10 or 11 letters because somebody apparently named their kid this. BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCCLLL, and I've only read half of it.
Those are all the letters on my typewriter I can't type in succession because my keyboard's stuck.
Dr. Areola is no longer the director of health. Have you not fixed that problem yet?
Very smart man.
We told you how to fix that problem.
I know. I'm working on it.
You cannot name your kid Judas in Switzerland.
Okay.
Or Blue in Italy.
Blue. Okay.
Those names are banned.
What does Sarah mean in Morocco?
I don't know.
Now I want to know.
But it's an old Middle Eastern name. Abraham's wife was Sarah.
Yes, text line, we're aware that that name is very common, and no, we're not going to say it on the air.
Which one's that?
Starts with an SH and ends with head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Leavenworth woman who used Facebook Messenger to harass a man has pleaded no contest to charges and will await sentencing next month. Court documents in Leavenworth County say 44-year-old Miranda Sperling will be sentenced on July 2nd for charges of interference with a law enforcement officer and harassment by telecommunication device.
She was DMing him to death. Did you see this, Sam?
Sperling's charges stem from an incident on February 22nd of this year in which Leavenworth police responded to a home where a man told them he had received threatening messages from her several times. The man told officers he had blocked Sperling's Facebook account four times.
She then keeps creating different accounts and like barraging him with awful DMs, including like, I want you dead. Like one of them was threatening.
And you deserve a bullet between the eyes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What was that reindeer show?
Yeah, reindeer.
Games?
Baby reindeer.
Baby reindeer.
Oh.
Sounds like that.
Does it say what she faces with respect to punishment for that?
No, it does not. It does not say. Mm. No. Update on the Karen Reed trial.
Oh, yeah.
The judge has denied Karen Reed a mistrial in her second murder trial in the killing of her cop boyfriend, John O'Keefe. What are you owing about?
Can we talk about the fact that they have now asked for a mistrial how many times?
Let me tell you
Something
why, Sam.
Tells me they're not very confident in her defense.
Let me tell you why. They cannot tell you how this young man died. They cannot tell you where this young man died. And they cannot tell you how this young man died, let alone who did it. For all we know, Scott, he slipped and fell with his huge blood alcohol content, whacked his head on the side of the pavement, crawled up into the snow for help. They can't even tell you whether anyone else was involved because no detective ever went into the house where that young police officer's body was found on the front yard. In what world does a man end up dead, let alone a cop, on someone's front lawn, and no detective ever goes into the house where other cops live to see what happened? That's why they're asking for a mistrial. You can't send anyone to prison unless you answer some of those questions, and they can't because they never went in the house.
Tell everybody what they use to collect evidence.
Red Solo cups.
Yeah.
Did she kill him? I have no idea. Here's what I know. They can't prove it.
That's right.
They can't even prove how he died. Some people say, well, he has dog bites and scratches on him. There was a dog in that house. They then took that dog to a, quote, farm and gave it away right after the officer's death. Why? You mean to tell me that's a coincidence with dog scratches and bites on his body?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she didn't do it. I'm saying they can't prove she did.
Yeah.
What's sad is a police officer died, and we are never going to know why, how, who.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you any of that.
What bothers me about this case is that in her first trial, the jury actually found her not guilty on the murder and voluntary manslaughter charges and were hung on a much lesser third charge. I would make the argument.
You don't retry her on the other two.
You cannot retry her. I would make this argument. You cannot retry her on murder when the jury would have found her not guilty. Not guilty.
Doesn't mean she didn't do it.
It means you can't prove it.
It means you can't prove
it. That's exactly
right. And look, I'm sorry for that. That investigation was bungled from the get-go.
But why keep asking for a mistrial if your defense is strong enough to prove that you had no connection
because
to
Sam,
his...
Save the trouble of not gambling with a jury?
All they need, if that... She is not a likable person.
She is not.
Karen Reed is not likable. You know, there are voice messages of her screaming horrible things to him that night because she thought he wasn't coming home because he was out sleeping with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So she's screaming at him like a maniac, worried about where the man she loves is, and those do not play well in front of a jury. I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah.
You know.
And she was drunk.
It doesn't mean she killed him, and you certainly can't prove that she did.
Very quickly.
If I was on that jury, it's not guilty for me.
Before we go to break, we have an update. Cags will be in the field tonight.
What position? Outfield or first base?
Right field.
Right field. Okay. Okay. And do we have a batting order?
1, 2, 3, 4. He is still sixth.
Oh, my God. I want that child to get his first hit more than I've ever wanted anyone to do anything in sports in my entire life. I think I want him to get a hit more than I wanted us to win the Super Bowl.
Why are you so obsessed with him?
Because he's a child. He's 22.
He's 22 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see how nervous he was last night? No one was talking to him in the dugout. He was all alone. And Johnny said to me, no, he's dialed in. So I hope they are being nice to him. He didn't even know which way the locker room was.
Yes, he did. Follow the team.
Pretty sure he didn't.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. I'm just going to mention this because we talked about it yesterday. There's an update on the Manny Abarca story. His wife is now asking a judge... check that. His wife filed a court motion this morning asking a judge to find her husband in contempt of court for allegedly violating conditions of a protective order. The documents to support the motion had not yet been redacted and were not publicly available. A Jackson County judge on Friday did grant a protective order that prohibited Abarca from making contact with his spouse and granted her custody of their 2-year-old son. As we've been reporting all week, there is a missing persons report that's been filed in Shawnee for Manny Abarca, the Jackson County lawmaker, and his 2-year-old son, Luca.
I tripped over the Facebook post that she posted last week earlier today, and it was more than just the one line that was quoted in the story. She included pictures and...
A judge will sort it out, and we will let you know the outcome when that is settled.
The current economy is changing how Americans manage their money, according to new research. A recent survey of 2,000 Americans revealed that 8 in 10, 77%, have changed the way that they manage their finances as a result of ongoing economic conditions, with the majority, 86%, feeling that the economy remains uncertain and 60% believing that a recession is inevitable. People are doubling down on predictability, stability, and long-term control when it comes to how they spend their money. Okay. Oh, speaking of spending money,
yeah.
Tell everybody what you discovered.
Nope, I'm good. Shamir is helping me sort it out.
Who is Shamir?
Well, Shamir is the person, very lovely, on the other end of my query when I discovered $21 a month was coming out of my bank account through PayPal going to Microsoft, and I didn't know what it was for. I thought it was like the cloud. Anytime there's a charge, I don't know what it is. I'm like, it's probably the cloud. I don't even know that you pay for the cloud. I don't even know what the cloud is.
I don't think you pay for the cloud.
But when I see Microsoft, $21, I thought it's probably computer things.
Yeah.
And so I urge everyone to do this. Speaking of finances, go run down your subscriptions. Look up PayPal and look under active and inactive. And sure enough, there it was. I had an active subscription through PayPal for Microsoft. Then I go to Microsoft. I look up active subscriptions, zero. Microsoft is like, we don't really know what this is. So Shamir is helping me untangle it.
Helping you get back to gaming.
And the first communication I got from Shamir was, hey, Dana, I'm here to help. This is the help desk. Let's get you back to gaming. And I replied, Shamir, I am a 51-year-old woman in Kansas City. I am not a gamer.
Huh.
I do not own a gaming console. Like, I don't know what this is for.
So, and you're paying $21 a month.
Oh, yeah.
For something you don't even know what it's for.
It apparently has something to do with the Xbox. Not only do I not own an Xbox, Jack and Willem are no longer on the Xbox circuit.
But were they on the Xbox circuit?
Were they like 10 years ago?
Do you have to pay for Xbox?
Oh, yeah, Xbox Live costs. And now, I mean, you can buy Xbox Live, like, for the year. It's $60. But what most people do is they pay $21 a month for something called the Xbox Game Pass, which gives you access to a bunch of games for
free. It was called, actually, One Pass. And I was like, what is One Pass? Pass for what? You guys, it's possible that I've been paying $21 a month for... I don't want to talk about the math.
When do you think the last time one of your sons was playing Xbox Live?
4 years ago?
No way.
Three? I asked them today, do you guys have this? And one of them laughed at me and said, Mama, that's not me. And the other one said, that might have been me, but I don't use it anymore.
I'll be doing the math and we'll report back in just a moment.
I'd rather not.
Here on Dana and Parks.
Let's get you back to gaming.
The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.